Son 80 y tantos años que tengo.
I am 80 something years old.
Y yo conozco la vida.
And I know life. Seguro.
Hey, y'all.
¿Qué lo que?
It's time, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's time to talk. Oh, wow. Awesome. Yay. hey, guys. Welcome to episode 3. We have a big fat treat for you all. Like we were saying in the last episode, we were going to be interviewing some of our family members. And on this episode, we're actually interviewing Bernard's grandfather.
Yeah. So it's really nice. It's actually part of a 2-part episode. Where on the first episode, obviously, we're interviewing my family. On the next episode, we'll be interviewing Liz's family. And from that, we hope to get some, in Dominican culture, it's dichos, which are basically sayings and phrases that get passed down from generation to generation. Different lessons, how to confront obstacles in life, things like that. And you know, things like even... a song by one of my favorite salseros, Hector Lavoe, called...
What's a salsero? salsero.
Salsero.
Sorry.
No, a salsero's a salsa genre singer.
Okay, cool.
And he has a song called Abuelita. And in Abuelita, basically the song is about all the sayings and phrases that his grandmother taught him. It's a fantastic song. So we're going to have my grandfather, who introduced the both of us, me directly, Elizabeth indirectly, to the song. And then we're going to have the rare opportunity to interview him because he's here visiting from New York. He's going to be here for about a month. And we figured, why not seize the opportunity? There's a lot of lessons that he's even gone over with me since he's been here. And I just want the opportunity to share that with you all.
Yeah, and a couple of really great stories, which that's kind of like another thing that's really important for us with these two episodes with our family is to make sure that the stories that they have to tell us, that we get to share it with our audience. And that's super exciting. But what's also really cool about this is Bernard's mom. She is a professional translator.
Yep.
So you're going to be here. You're going to hear Bernard, his grandfather, and his mom. And while they're all talking, like, they're going to be speaking in Spanish. And she's going to be translating it directly for the audience who doesn't speak Spanish. But it's really cool. I hope you guys enjoy it. It was definitely challenging. Mm-hmm. But...
yeah. And it's... without further ado, we'll jump right into it. Yeah, no. And I'm just going to go ahead and introduce himself, and we're going to get right into it. So, and I should probably tell you all who else here. So, we've obviously got Elizabeth and myself. My grandma is sitting here standing by. She's always hovering like a little helicopter around my grandfather. my grandfather's here waiting to get started. And my mom, who is actually a professional translator, is standing by as well, just so that nothing gets lost and you all can understand what's going on here. So first, I'll let my mother and then my grandfather introduce themselves. So mom, can you tell everyone who you are?
Hola, mi nombre es Juan Enriquez. Hello, my name is Juan Enriquez. And I am Bernard's mom.
Buenas tardes, yo soy... Mi nombre es Ángel Enríquez. Soy el abuelo de Bernardo. Mm-hmm. Muy buena tarde, estoy aquí para la entrevista.
So like we mentioned earlier, one of the reasons why we wanted to host this interview is because there have been a lot of great lessons and specifically phrases that have been passed down to me. And what we want to do is I want to give you all access to the horse's mouth and where a lot of these phrases come from. Because I mean, my mom gave me a lot of them, but she got them from him. And we have a rare treat to have them in town. So without further ado, I'm gonna get started. So papi, primeramente, bienvenido otra vez a Atlanta. ¿Cómo está disfrutando el tiempo aquí?
Yeah, muy agradable, me gusta Atlanta y es muy lindo. Y se la pasa bien uno aquí en este country, en este estado.
Hi, I'm very pleased to be here. I'm having a great time. It's very pleasant to just to enjoy the scenery here in Atlanta, Georgia.
Recientemente, y esta es la razón que yo quería hacer esta entrevista contigo. Recientemente nosotros viajamos, fuimos de vacaciones a una casa en la montaña y yo tuve problemas. Yo estaba muy calentado y necesitaba bajarme. Y lo dicho es que tú, el consejo que tú me diste, con dicho, entremetido en esos consejos, es algo que creo yo que yo nunca, eso es algo que yo nunca me voy a olvidar.
And recently we went to the mountain to spend the weekend, there was a heated moment where I was upset, and my grandfather gave me some advice. He gave me some say that I was able to interpret in my own word the meaning of them, so I am very thankful for that.
Yeah, and just a little more clarification. My grandfather spoke strictly in metaphors. Like it was very, very few things that he said directly. Yeah, pero por esa razón es que yo quería tener esta entrevista, porque yo reconocí ese momento y yo me di cuenta que eso dicho y esos consejos son una parte grande de quien yo soy, you know.
And this is why I wanted to have this interview, because those rhema that my dad used, that it was kind of a metaphor, it really helped me understand the root of my culture.
Yeah. So primeramente, yo te quería decir que es un placer tenerte aquí. Ustedes saben, tú y también mami que está sentado ahí al lado de ti. Ustedes saben cuánto yo le adoro a ustedes y yo quiero que más gente oigan lo que ustedes tienen que decir, porque creo yo que su consejo tiene valor que le aplica a la gente fuera de esta familia también.
And I want to thank them for being here. My mom, that is next to my grandfather, that is next to my grandmother, and I just want to share with you the advices that they have been giving me throughout my life. I deeply adore them, and this is why is one of the reasons that I want to share the interview with them.
Yeah, y ese amor y esa cultura que ustedes nos dieron por un ejemplo con Héctor Lavoe, ¿verdad? Yo me recuerdo, you know, cuando yo tenía 6, 7, 5 años en la casa de ustedes allá en la 175, right, que usted tenía su sistema, su récord, su álbum de Héctor Lavoe, y algo que creo yo que es muy especial también es que ahora, desde lo que usted me enseñó por la música, ahora Elizabeth sabe, sí, quién es Héctor Lavoe también.
Periódico de ayer.
En periódico de ayer is a Héctor Lavoe song. Yeah. It's Elizabeth's favorite Héctor Lavoe, yeah, song.
And I remember when I was little, growing up, probably 5, 7 years old, and through the music that he played, I was able to learn and appreciate music. And because of what I learned growing up, I was able to share it with Elizabeth. And through my story, this is why Elizabeth know of Hector La Voz and Periódico de Ayer, like yesterday's newspaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just so that you
funny
all
song.
Know. No, it's a great song.
It's a great song.
And just so that you all know, Hector La Voz is a huge icon in salsa history a lot. He's widely regarded as one of the kings of salsa. So, bueno, ahora que establezamos eso, yo quiero que usted nos diga un chin de tu historia, de cómo fue que usted llegaste a este país desde la República Dominicana y cuáles obstáculos usted confrontó.
Yeah. Bueno, yo llegué a este país con visa norteamericana. Primeramente llegué a Puerto Rico, entonces allá en Puerto Rico se trabaja duro,
from,
se trabaja fuerte, donde quiera que usted vive, tiene que trabajar fuerte. Entonces a través de una amistad me soltó que cogiéramos para acá, para los Estados Unidos, para New York.
To the
y entonces yo no lo pensé dos veces porque
anybody
por su mejoría su casa votaría.
Better,
entonces cogí para acá
con ese
señor con tan buena suerte que a la semana de yo vivir
and
aquí en este país
when,
yo viví en Southern Boulevard
States, he,
en el Bronx
landed it, well, he lived in the
Southern
Bronx,
Boulevard
in Southern
y Intermel
and that's where the
Bronx
story is going to continue.
Pues, como le decía, hice diligencia, conseguí trabajo y traté de echar para adelante.
I tried to step ahead. Sigue.
Pues no me fue muy mal, que digamos, porque
it was not that bad
rápidamente
quickly,
fui conociendo el panorama
to
aquí
know
en
the
el Bronx,
atmosphere in the Bronx.
Y bueno,
and
conseguí trabajo y cosas por el estilo y me fui me fue de suerte, no puedo
and
decir
was,
que no me fue de suerte.
My luck.
Porque
I cannot say that I didn't have any luck.
De ahí para adelante se me abrió la mente y empecé
mind expanded or opened up
a conocer la mitad, a conocer
friends,
la gente,
to know people,
a conocer el sistema
to learn the system.
Y me adapté.
I got adapted.
Y papi, ¿cuántos años tú tenías cuando llegaste?
And how old were you when you came
bueno,
to the United States?
Cuando yo llegué aquí a New York,
here,
yo tenía,
to New York, I was,
fue en el año 1968 que yo llegué aquí a este país.
To this country.
Yo tendría,
I would have been,
sí. we have our fact checker, my grandma here.
Sí. Pues sí, yo tendría en ese tiempo
I would have been probably
como alguno,
maybe
40 y tantos años.
40 something
tendría.
Years old. I would have been.
Pues yo todavía estaba joven, me sentía joven y cosas por el estilo.
I felt like I was young,
y
this, that, and the other.
Y para tratar de echar para adelante, conseguí otro trabajo. Entonces tenía dos trabajos,
myself,
uno de día y otro
job.
De noche.
I had a daytime job and a nighttime job.
Y así, y entonces traté de reunirme con familiares y cosas aquí, empecé a buscar amistades y familia, que yo tenía familia aquí, pero que no, y no me fue mal, no me fue mal, porque no puedo, you know, no puedo decir que me fue mal, no, me fue, no, totalmente bien, pero me fue regular porque yo desde aquí me mantenía
good,
yo y mantenía a mi familia en Santo Domingo.
I was able to support my family here and my family in the Dominican Republic. Just want to be clear. I hope you understand.
Y es un buen punto porque.
And that is a very good point.
Mi próxima pregunta.
My next question is gonna be.
Cuando tú te fuiste.
When you left.
Y a lo que tú llegaste a los Estados Unidos.
While you came to the United States.
Cuando tú le avisaste a tu familia.
When you let your family know. If you told them that you was leaving.
¿Quién fue que te dio tu consejo?
Who
y
was the
que
one who gave you the advice?
Bueno,
and what
yo,
did they say to you?
Pues que
the advice was that
yo traté de reunificarme con la familia y cosas por el estilo. Llegué allí y con la señora
and with my wife,
que es la mamá de los hijos míos.
That she's the mother
pues,
of my four children.
Me fui.
I tried, not I did not try, but I went.
Me fui, traté de reunificar más la cuestión. Traté de
reunite the situation.
De volver para acá porque.
And to come back here.
Tuve mala suerte entonces porque.
So I had a.
La doña mía yo la traje para acá a través de
I had some rough time but I was able to bring my wife to the United States.
Bueno, cuando en aquel tiempo
back in those days
ella llegó aquí,
she came here,
se embarazó, salí embarazada.
Pregnant.
Y a través de mi hijo,
my youngest son,
porque entonces en esa época se podían hacer, ponerse uno legal, el que llegaba ilegal aquí se podía hacer, legalizarse
a
través del hijo.
In this country.
Estaba aquí de visa, ¿no?
Sí, de visa.
He was here as a tourist.
Yo entré.
With a visa.
With a
yo entré con visa legal aquí,
yeah.
Digo,
he
a Puerto Rico,
visa,
to
Puerto Rico.
Right.
Puerto Rico.
Y entonces, a través del hijo, como le iba
and
diciendo,
my son, like I was sharing,
busqué un abogado, me metí al abogado.
I hired a lawyer.
Y pues me preparó los papeles de a través del hijo y cosas por el estilo. Me bajaron
son
a migración allá al 26 de Federal Plaza.
To 26 Federal Plaza, that's where immigration in New York is.
Y entonces me dieron un tiempo para que estuviera aquí en el país porque
a time frame to
yo soy de
here.
Lo que digo God bless America porque
I am
me
to say, Dios bendiga América.
Sí, porque no, porque
mom translated the English that he said to Spanish.
That's why I need to close my eyes so I can say exactly what he's saying.
Yeah, mom's got her eyes closed here so that she can focus. But basically, what he's saying is, he's one of those immigrants that proudly says God bless America because.
Como le iba diciendo.
Like I was saying.
Nos fuimos la doña y yo y el
my
nene
wife and I and my son,
para ya esperar
we went back
para
to wait
para resolverlo la legalidad
visa,
de vivir aquí en este país
and the legal process so we can come back and live in this country.
Gracias Señor que
thank you Lord
triunfé porque
that I
a través de un familiar mío que fue a lo mismo que fui yo, él me dijo que cuando él viniera aquí a este país, me iba a ayudar. Porque yo, al dejar el país, se me fue el hilo, pero que apareció esa mano amiga, vamos a decir,
y
él vino, lo avisaron al primero, vino. Me consiguió los papeles, me consiguió los papeles de un apartamento, el empleo en una bodega,
for an employment in a grocery store,
todas esas cuestiones,
all
pues,
of those things.
Gracias, vuelvo y digo, God bless America.
I say again, Dios bendiga cuando, América.
Cuando volví al consulado con los papeles legales que él me facilitó.
He was able to facilitate for me.
Pues no me dio problema porque
problem.
Los papeles eran legales y entonces a través de mi hijo,
son,
gracias Señor, pues no
him,
tuve problema.
I didn't have any problem.
Yeah, and that's great. And there are two things that I really want to draw attention to in this. One, he used another dicho, which it's que se me fue el hilo, right? Which literally
lost truck. I lost the thread,
it unraveled.
The thread unraveled.
Which is generally what it's supposed to mean, mm-hmm. is when you say se me fue el hilo.
When se me fue el hilo is like when you lose track and you're not focused. So the thread unraveled, that's the meaning of it.
Yeah, and then the second thing that I also wanted to draw attention to is that bodegas have become something of a very popular iconic thing about New York City, and this is a learning experience for me. I had no idea that my grandfather, and for those of you who don't know, a bodega is a corner store in New York, like a convenience store, and I had no idea that my grandfather's first job was at a bodega, you know what I mean? So that's pretty awesome for me. Y otra cosa que yo te quería preguntar, papi.
Another thing I wanted to ask you, Dad.
Es que tú, llegando en el 1968...
Coming here in 1968.
Había mucha cosa que estaban pasando en este país.
There was a lot of things that was happening in this country.
Mucha, mucha cosa que...
Many things.
Que se está... Que está pasando hoy día
that
también.
That is happening today as well.
Y una de esas cosas fueron que mataron a Kennedy.
That Kennedy was assassinated.
Otra cosa fue que mataron
and another thing was
Luther King.
Martin Luther King was also assassinated.
Y era un tiempo en
and
el
it
país
was a time in the country where
lo moreno,
the African American.
Yeah, cuando los morenos estaban tratando de
African American was trying to trying to gain their civil rights.
Yeah, y nosotros somos de un nosotros estamos ligados
and we are mixed
como dominicanos que
like
tenemos
Dominican
una influencia
have,
en nuestra familia de ser africano. Nosotros
and in
somos
our influence in our family with an African background.
Y you know. Granted, nosotros también, you know, teníamos bisabuelos que eran portugués.
That they were Portuguese.
¿Verdad? Pero nosotros, si uno...
Indio.
Y también nosotros estamos ligados
and
con indio.
With the Indian.
The Native Americans. The
Nativo
Arawak.
Americano.
Yeah, the Arawak tribe specifically in the Dominican Republic and in the Caribbean. Pero cuando uno no ve en la
but when people see us in the streets,
ellos ven lo africanismo.
They see the African descent in us.
Y cualquier persona confunde
and any person,
nosotros por ser
any person
afroamericano
can,
y no afro-latino.
Can confuse us as African-American and not afro-latino.
Sí.
El problema era que a una cuadra de mi casa,
a block from my house,
había una bodega
a una
cuadra de la 175 a la 174.
To 176,
en la 174 había una bodega
there was a store,
y un licor store. Una bodega y un licor store.
And a liquor store.
And a liquor store.
Pues entonces el tipo con unos cuantos
with a couple of
pana de ellos,
friends,
que
you
se,
know,
se ponían a beber trago ahí, cosas por el
estilo.
Y cada vez que
other,
yo pasaba por ahí,
by,
había uno de ellos me
one of them
me decía que yo era un echón, que era un dominicano que jugaba muy lindo, porque por mi vestuario, mi modo de ser, entonces yo un día le dije
I told him
que no me llamara así porque
not to call
yo
me
Yo era dominicano y él era hispano.
¿Y qué fue lo que él te estaba llamando? ¿Cómo fue que él te estaba llamando?
Que yo iba vendiendo, que yo era negro, que yo era negro.
I'm black, so I think that I was handsome or pretty.
Tan echón así, tan privando en, que, so en lo que yo no era.
That I am what I'm not.
Pues, ¿sabes por qué? Por el vestuario. Porque,
of the
¿sabes?
Way I dress.
Sí. Él pensaba que porque tú eras negro, tú no deberías tratar de ser elegante.
Entonces me costó llamarle la atención.
So I had to call his attention.
Call his attention is a direct translation, but...
Y le dije, mire.
And I said, look.
Yo soy dominicano.
I am Dominican.
Me lo identifiqué.
I identify myself.
Y le dije, yo soy dominicano.
And I said, I am Dominican.
Y el modo de yo vivir ha sido siempre así. A mí no me gusta andar en la calle. Que me miren por los pies. Que me gusta que me miren de frente. A mí me gusta andar.
I like to be looked at direct, eye to eye.
Elegantemente.
I like to dress
elegantly. De acuerdo a mi posibilidad.
Within my mean.
Y entonces me dice que.
And then he said.
Que no, que va. Que esos son como. Que yo era un estúpido.
He said that was wrong because I was stupid.
Because I was too prideful, that was too much pride. Entonces.
That I had.
Le dije, digo, mire.
And then I said, look.
De hoy en adelante.
From today on.
No quiero que usted me dirija la palabra.
Say a word to me, direct any word to me. And please.
No se meta conmigo, que yo no sé quién es usted.
Do not confront me, because I don't know who you are.
Ni usted sabe quién soy yo.
You don't know who I am.
Pero él hizo caso omiso, como dice el refrán, y siguió con el chiste.
But he continued to joke about it.
Entonces los compañeros del que se bebían junto con él ahí en la esquina,
so the people that used to hang out dijeron, and drink with him, they said,
déjese señor tranquilo, déjalo quieto.
And they said, leave that man alone.
No se mete contigo. Lo que pasa es que
he doesn't bother you. It's just that.
Tú lo que pasa es que parece que él te cae mal.
What's wrong with you is that you don't like him.
Y por eso que.
And that's why. You go after him.
Entonces yo le dije, digo,
so
mire.
So then I said, look.
Le juro que la próxima vez.
I swear to you that the next time.
Que usted me siga molestando.
That you keep bothering
vamos
me,
a tener problemas.
We're going to have issues.
Ok. Vamos a tener
we're
problemas.
We're going to have issues.
Eso era un sábado que yo iba a
that
trabajar.
That was on a Saturday that I was on my way to work.
Cuando yo.
When I
porque yo cogía ropa y me
I used
la
to take clothes and
ropa
I,
limpia y me la ponía.
I used to wear clean
no
clothes.
Sé si usted me entiende.
I don't know ropa, if you understand.
Nice clothes. Pero so, ropa entonces, limpia means clean clothes, but
eso trabajo con dice, ay.
And then he said,
cuando yo iba pasando,
by,
me dice, ay, pero
said,
mira.
Oh, que, my God, look.
Mire el dominicano
look
este.
This Dominican.
Él prive lindo, pero no le luce la logo. Nada
cute,
porque es negro.
But nothing looks good on him because he's black.
Sí, así me dijo. Pero lo más sagrado, él me lo dijo.
Negro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Entonces, como que me subió
so
así
then
un.
I got upset.
Me incomodé.
Something came from my feet me up and I got uncomfortable.
Seguro que sí.
Y él le creía como que yo iba a saludarlo, como que era un chiste. Digo, mira, yo te he dicho a ti
que
por favor
no
te metas conmigo, porque yo no sé quién tú
eres.
Pero
no
me pude contener así.
But I couldn't contain myself.
Me mecí así cuando le di ahí.
And when I turned and I hit him on the jaw.
Yo creí que lo había matado.
Porque I thought I'd kill him.
Yo era
because
un
I was
elemento
built.
Así, le di un trompón,
and
pero
I gave
bien
him a
dado.
Punch, very, a very good punch, and he fell on the ground.
Y miró los ojos así, digo,
and
lo
he,
maté.
So his,
lo maté.
And I said, digo, oh my God, I killed him.
Entonces yo no me moví de ahí.
I didn't move from there.
Porque yo creí que lo había.
Because I thought I had killed him.
¿Sabe cómo es? Mm-hmm. Y cuando vi que hizo...
And when I see that he...
Digo, está vivo.
Caught his breath, I said, oh,
pensé
he's alive.
Yo, no fue que yo lo dije, no, está vivo.
And I said to myself, oh my God, he's alive.
Entonces, le dicen los compañeros...
Then his friends saw him.
Dice, tú te ganaste say, esto porque él te lo había dicho.
You earned that punch because que he no warned you before not to bother him.
Varias veces.
Many
entiendo.
Times.
Y de ahí para abajo...
And from there on...
El hombre cuando yo pasaba buenos días caballero
to,
porque,
by, say,
porque era un descarado
gentleman because he was
buenos días caballero usted tiene una pegada más dura que la de Mike Tyson digo y esto que yo
and
no
then he said good morning gentlemen you have the hand of Mike Tyson because of the way you punch me.
¿Me entiendes?
You got the fist of Mike Tyson.
Además, de ahí para abajo, todo leía.
Everybody's ready until they punch in the face, right?
Yeah, that's what Mike Tyson says, right? Everybody has an opinion until they, or everybody has a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
That's right.
Era un freco, todo lo de...
He was a fresh
buenos días,
person.
Caballero, que pase buen día, que se acabó
morning,
el relajo.
De,
yo, como me decía buenos días, pues yo le decía buenos días también.
Morning, I used to say good morning back.
Pero mire, era aquí...
But
la casa mía era en la esquina. Yo vivía en la
174. My house was like
un bloque.
One block.
¿Ya me entiende? Mm-hmm. Jamás en la vida el hombre.
Never again,
es más, yo no lo he visto más
I
nunca. Yo no sé. Yo no sé dónde está.
He disappeared.
Pero le enseñé a eso que
that
que tanto los blancos como los negros tenemos
just
poder.
The black or the white
porque
has
no
power.
Lo no quiero.
Yo creí
que, yo creí que cuando él cayó.
I thought that when he fell on the
porque
ground.
Porque fue ahí en la barbilla que
I
le di ahí.
On the fit, on the chin.
¿Sabe cómo yo cuando él y viró los ojos digo
and
lo maté?
He rolled his eyes
pensé
and I
yo
said, oh
digo
God,
lo maté.
I thought to myself I killed him.
Pues otra cosa.
And another thing.
Que y yo soy
and I am
un hombre
a man
que a mí en mi niñez
that in my childhood,
no me maltrataron mucho mi papá y mi mamá porque
yo
era obediente.
Because I was obedient.
¿Te me entiendes?
Mm-hmm.
Por lo menos nosotros nos criamos
we grew up
en la zona rural.
In the rural area.
Y cuando llegaba gente
visita
a la casa.
To the house,
el padre de nosotros
parents,
o la madre bien sea
o the mother the
solamente,
father or the
y nosotros
mother,
estábamos en la sala jugando
we were in the living room playing,
mm-hmm. nada más tenían que mirarnos
they
así
just have to give us a
mirarnos
look.
Así y mire
and we knew to flee out of the
porque
the
entonces
area.
Cuando
because
la
then,
cuando la visita se iba
when the visitors left I like this part
this is something that my mother tells me all the time. We're coming up on a good dicho here.
Entonces nos preguntaban, sea nuestra padre o nuestra madre, ¿quién?
Our parents will ask, or they will talk among each other.
Dice, caramba.
Oh, my God, what did...
Fulano me dijo esto y esto y esto
this,
y esto y esto.
Other.
Y a mí se me ha olvidado
and
momentáneamente.
I forgot, for
pero
a minute,
era para usted. No, papá
testing.
O mamá.
Or if you fue, say, oh, no, mom, dad.
Fue esto y esto y esto.
He was this, that, and the other.
¿Te me entiendes?
Seguro que
they
sí.
Would slap you
y
in the
así
mouth.
Nos criaron yeah, y fuimos creciendo.
And that's how we were raised because
y
you're
esa
not
fue
supposed
la crianza
to
que nos
be
dieron.
Minding elderly conversation.
Seguro.
And that's how we grew up.
Yeah. Y eso yo como dije anterior,
like
eso
I
es
said
algo
before,
que no
that is something that you guys passed down to us.
Y nosotros, you know, yo me crié con ese,
and
con
I
ese
grew
mismo
up with that same respect
de lo adulto, de lo mayores, de
with
right.
The
yeah.
You know, elderly.
Yeah. Y ahora para hacerte otra pregunta.
And now to ask you another question.
Si tú tuvieras tres consejos o tres dichos.
If you had like three rhema or three advices.
Three forms of advice or three sayings or phrases that you'd want to pass down. Quisiera que esta generación oiga.
That you would like for this generation to listen or to hear.
¿Cuáles serían?
What would they
bueno,
be?
Yo le soltaría a la juventud que va
youth,
en progreso
that are growing up.
que la violencia no es buena.
The violence is not good.
Que se lleven de su padre que le hablen.
To listen to your parents when they talk to you.
¿Me entiendes? Mm-hmm. Hermano con hermano tienen
sister
que llevarse
sister,
bien.
They have to get along.
Porque yo tengo mucha experiencia
de
mis hermanos.
From my brothers and sisters.
¿Me entiendes? Entre nosotros nunca ha habido confrontación entre hermanos. Bueno,
among brothers
los hermanos, los hermanos.
No sigue.
Los hermanos pelean como.
Brothers and sisters fight
como,
like.
Como cosas de muchachos.
Like
sí.
Children.
Pero cuestión de agresión,
as
de.
Far as
de no, eso no.
De violencia.
No,
no
eso
violence,
es lo que quiero decir.
No, that's what I'm
no,
trying to
no
say.
No violencia, no.
No violence.
Y entonces yo.
So I.
En mi vida, yo he tenido
life,
mis hijos.
I had my children.
Y no es que yo le voy a decir
it's
que yo nunca, yo le veo a ellos en confrontación
I
o algo por el estilo, o algo mal hecho.
O something that they doing wrong.
Yo me quito la correa, un correazo y ya. Yo nunca, porque en los países de nosotros les gusta darle pela
like
a los
to,
hijos. No, no,
the
eso es crueldad.
No, that is cruelty.
Eso es crueldad.
That is cruelty.
It's news to me. Muchas veces
usted saca más provecho hablándole que maltratándolo.
You get more
no, y no
from
me gusta
talking
eso, no me
than
gusta, no
mistreating.
Ok, y última pregunta, papi. Y
and
otra
the last
vez,
question, Darren, I
want to
thank you for sitting
y,
with us and tell us your story,
familia,
the family story,
and how
and who you are,
and
this respect that you have
por tú mismo.
For yourself.
¿Cuál es tu, si tú, te, yo sé que Héctor Lavoe,
I know that Héctor
tiene,
Lavoe
tiene un canción que se llama
a song
Abuelita.
That is called Grandmother.
Así es que va, Abuelita, tus refranes me hacían reír.
Sí, yo
Abuelita,
used
to make me laugh.
Y la canción entera
and
se
the,
trata
the whole song
de los
is about
que su
the saying that his grandmother
sí,
used to say to him.
So, mi pregunta para usted
so my question for you is, what are your
favorite
saying? Los refranes favoritos
míos
my
es que no deje para mañana lo que puedes hacer
tomorrow,
hoy.
What you can do today.
Which is common.
Sí. Mm-hmm. Respeta para que te respeten.
Mm-hmm.
¿Te me entiendes?
Y los refranes dominicanos específicamente, porque yo sé que hay refranes dominicanos
and Dominican
que muchas
say,
veces
I know that there's Dominican say that
no,
when you
no
translate them,
los,
it doesn't make any sense
pero
in other cultures.
Bueno, los refranes dominicanos míos es que el que tiene los ojos
say,
hondos llora temprano para que la lágrima tenga lugar a que
so
fluya.
The tears can flow.
¿Y qué quiere decir ese
refrán? And what
ese,
does
ese
that
refrán?
Mean?
No, que ese refrán quiere decir
means,
que lo que usted pueda hacer temprano no lo deja para más tarde. Hágalo
later.
Ahora.
Do it right now.
¿Me entiende?
You
eso
understand?
Es lo que quiere decir.
That's what that means. Don't procrastinate.
Yeah.
That's it.
Eso es lo que quiere decir.
That's what that means.
Y eso de que respeta
that,
para
respect so you can
dilo otra vez, papi, el refrán, dilo otra vez.
El que tiene los ojos hondos llora temprano.
Start
empieza a llorar temprano
early,
para
so
que las lágrimas
early,
vengan,
so the
tú sabes, al paso, pero que llegue.
Cuando la gente
they,
ve la lágrima,
they,
que va.
Right.
Yeah, okay.
Así mismo es.
Okay.
Y entonces, otro refrán
and
muy, muy de esos dominicanos es
Dominican.
Que hambre que espera jaltera. No es hambre.
The hunger, hunger that waits for to be full is not hungry.
¿Y qué quiere decir ese?
And what
ese
does refrán? That mean?
Oh, no, nada, no, que cuando usted no
that
tiene la comida.
You don't have the food.
Porque yo pasé por esa, yo era un joseador.
I used to be a hustler.
Mírenlo ahí, estos
and
niños.
Look here,
ellos mal comieron,
they,
pero nunca pasaron hambre.
They went, they
no sé si usted me entiende
they
lo
never
que
went through hunger. I don't know if you understand what my explanation.
No sé si usted me entiende lo que yo quiero decir.
Sí, what I'm trying to say.
Que usted nunca
esperaste. You said that you never waited.
Que llegó el hambre.
No, que vamos a decir, en los países pobres de nosotros. Usted sabe que
in poor countries like ours.
Las cosas han cambiado.
Things have
changed. ¿Me entiende? Pero anteriormente.
But before.
Para usted ganarse un par de pesos era
difícil. Pesos, it was very hard.
¿Sabes cómo? Entonces yo lo buscaba como fueran.
Get them however
you could.
¿Sabes cómo es?
Sí.
Decently.
Yo vendía dulces.
I used to sell candies.
Yo vendía periódicos.
I used to sell newspapers.
Yo hacía de para buscarme un peso.
To earn a dollar.
¿Sabes cómo es?
A peso, sí. Sorry, a peso.
So, bueno, papi, fue esta entrevista fue un placer.
With that, this interview was a pleasure.
Hay muchísimo
I think
consejo
that
y,
there was a lot of advices.
Yo creo que,
and I
yo
think,
no sé cómo decirle,
I don't know how
español,
to say it in Spanish,
este
but I think that this was a very,
no, no,
this was a golden experience.
Pero que,
no, yo... Estoy listo para la siguiente.
I am ready for the next interview.
No, y yo seguiré contándole mi vida.
And I will continue to tell you about my life story.
Y entonces yo
and
son 80 y tantos años
I
que tengo.
I am 80 sí. something years old.
Y yo conozco la vida.
And I know life.
Seguro.
To New York.
Ok, le seguiré contando.
And I will continue to share my
larga.
Story because it's a
ahí
long story.
Ahí no termina,
story.
No.
It doesn't end there.
La historia sigue.
The story continues.
Porque se quedaron muchas cosas sin decir.
Because there was a lot of things left to say.
Wow. I mean, there's so much in that interview that I learned, and I'm so happy to be able to share that with you all because, wow. I mean, there's a lot of things that I knew about our story, but there's so much that came out that just made me even more proud to be a part of this family.
Yeah, I know. Like, same here. Like, first off, shout out to your mama for translating for us.
Yeah.
Like,
she's
incredible. Miss Juana, like, thank you so much for being a part of that. And I hope it meant just as much for her to translate for her father telling his story as it meant for us to listening to his story.
Amen.
Yeah, so, you guys, I think, to reiterate, I think we really found the heart of, like, what our show's going to be about. And listening and like being in the same room during the whole entire process of that last podcast, it was really like eye opening and it was really cool. It was a great experience, especially for someone who's trying to learn like Spanish.
Not
like
a native Spanish speaker.
Right. No, it was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a lot of things that translated, not just technically, but like emotionally to like the same way I grew up.
Oh yeah,
like
it's
in
a southern
the South.
Culture.
Yeah, like in the South, like here in Georgia. And on the next episode, we're gonna be talking to my parents,
mm-hmm.
and we're gonna hear about their story. And they have a hell of a story, you guys. Like they're like runaways, like romantic, like high school, like I say high school sweethearts, but my dad was 11 years older than my mama. But y'all will hear about that. I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah.
Because the heart of Bernard's grandfather's episode was respect.
Yep.
And I have a feeling this is just kind of like, I'm guessing, I don't know, but the heart of their show might be like, I mean, like.
We will respect who you love.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
we respected who we loved at the time, and that's something that they
mentioned.
We'll
figure it out. Yeah, we'll see. We'll
you
see.
You know what?
How
I'm giving
up.
Away too much.
I know. We're giving.
Anyway, well, thank y'all so much for listening, and we look forward to giving y'all some more great, a lot of other great stories on our next episode where we transition from the Dominican Republic and we take it international again and we bring it back to the U.S. All right, this has been Hey Y'all Que Lo Que with Bernard.
And Elizabeth.
And we really appreciate y'all stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for coming through. We can't wait to see y'all next time.